The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's speak to title-winning Amy Carter. After overcoming that ACL injury, went on to win this year's Super League title. I asked her, first of all, how she first got started in netball.
Grew up in the Northwest, and that's how I got into netball myself. I obviously played it within school, and we had a summer camp between year six and year seven, and we went to this summer camp, and the coach there said, all of you guys need to get into a club team. So I got into a club team in my area, which is Macclesfield, progressed through, got into like a development for Cheshire, which was a county team. And then to progress more, I ended up moving to Tameside. And then from that club in Manchester, I was then sort of accelerated through into regional, into Northern Thunder at the time, now at AO Manchester Thunder, and went through the ranks there and got my senior debut, I think, in 2018, and have been at Thunder ever since. And then in terms of England, I did a very similar trajectory, went through under-17s, played in Netball Europe, did under-19s, did under-21s, and then senior, get my debut in 2020.
It's good as well, though, because a lot of people do progress throughout the ages. We know how strong Northwest is for netball as well. And just to finally reach such an elite level as well.
Yeah, it was massive in the Northwest. At that point, within Manchester Thunder and NPL, we were always winning all the tournaments and all the age groups. So it very much was Northwest is best. And the club competition as well, like the competition between Tameside and Oldham, that was very fierce. I think that was probably more fierce than between Super League teams now. You weren't allowed to speak to anyone from the other teams, and it was all a bit dramatic, a bit dance moms like. But there are definitely a lot of lessons and lots of value gained from that.
What about some of the coaches you've had? Maybe mention them, and what have they brought to your game?
So I've had a few coaches through my time. So came to Tameside and had Paul Harper and Sarah Harper, who really believed in me, and they took me off in a car down to a Pontins tournament after like a week of training with Tameside. And Paul also did a lot of the regional and the Northwest stuff, so he was the one that really accelerated my development from just sort of being an all right netballer to then actually being able to know the skills that you needed to know. And then obviously Karen Gregg has had a huge impact
in the game. Yeah,
so she was in charge of the regional at that point. So with all, the pathways have all changed now, so it's not regional, it's all under Manchester Thunder. But at that time there was Northwest region and she was in charge of that. So I've known Karen probably since I've been probably about 14 or so, 13, 14. So she was my regional coach, and yeah, they were some of the hardest sessions. Lots of fitness in those sessions, and wall work and ball drills. And I think that's really good for getting your basic skill level up rather than going on to like big tactics. At that point in regional, you kind of need to get the basics nailed and then you can move on to the big tactics. Yeah, she's just been great. She's like one of the most organized people I know, and she's very much a people person. She understands how people work and ensuring that the standards are very good. So Karen is really a driving force behind AO Manchester Thunder, and yeah, she really has driven it.
Obviously part of the England setup as well, so how did being part of that improve maybe your fitness, and did it have an effect on your approach to games?
Yeah, definitely. And I think with each different coach, you gain something different from them as well. I didn't actually mention Laura Malcolm in the last bit, but she's obviously come into the Manchester Thunder frame coaching team recently, and she's inputting new ideas, and she's played over in New Zealand, and she's developed her coaching skills, and she's done a bit of the pathway work. So she's actually quite a thinker. So she wants to try new things. She looks at it. She thinks, I'll develop this tactic to go against it. And then at England, I've had a bit of experience with Tracy Neville, and yeah, she's hardworking as well and very devoted, and it's very fast netball and certain tactics with that. And then we've had Jess Silby over the last few years as well. And I just think with each coach, you get nuggets of information. And as a player, you're supposed to just take what you find beneficial for you from each coach and like learn from it and develop as a player. And each coach has their strengths. So you might as well try and find as much information out as you possibly can.
How do you think Anna's going to do?
Yeah, so I've had Anna as an assistant coach in the last year. I really like Anna. She's inputted a lot into me and she's generated lots of tactics. And I think she'll do amazingly, to be honest.
Let's get on to the ACL. It was ahead of 2022 Super League season, wasn't it? And you had to have surgery only October 21, I think. So that meant you were out for the entire year. Hard for fans, absolutely terrible to take as the person that was going through it.
Yeah, so I ruptured my ACL in September 2021, as you said, and then had the operation in October. And it was at a pre-season game. And it meant that I missed the 2022 Thunder season. I missed out on lots of England stuff as well. Obviously, with the Thunder season, that was an amazing season. So that was a shame to miss out on that, because that was a season that they went undefeated all the way through and just won the final. And I was involved with the final, but when you kind of go through a big injury like that, the team's very supportive and the environment's very supportive, but you do still feel like you've missed out a little bit, or you're not fully involved as much as as you'd like to be. And that's nothing to do with the players or the coaches or anything like that. It's just the nature of their injury, really.
Thunder's a team, you want to be there for each other, but I suppose on that front as well, could you still go to the games? Or maybe you couldn't even watch the games on TV, as it had been taken away from you in such a way?
I did decide to look at it with like a silver lining, positive light, very much. Oh, this is actually going to be a nice break from netball, because I've been going, as I said earlier, like I've gone through the whole pathway. And you kind of got onto that train and then you don't realise that you're just doing all of this netball and you're not really kind of like reflecting really on how much you are enjoying it or not enjoying it. And having this break made me realise I actually did really enjoy the netball, and it meant that I could almost commit a little bit more to university and go out a little bit more with my friends and have that sort of like social life outside of netball. But ultimately, I got to the point where I was just like, oh, I really miss netball. It's actually really cool that we get to play in front of all of these people and we get to train with your friends every single week. And it really is the ultimate job, playing netball. You have to focus on your sleep and your eating, and you get to exercise, which is what people do in their hobbies, not in their job. So it really was something I'm grateful about, being able to do that. So it definitely made me reflect back and think, oh, actually, I'm missing out on quite a lot. And yeah, I definitely did watch. I did watch all the games. And
in the crowd.
Yeah.
With your little flag.
Yeah, not initially. I was almost quite lucky because Ellie McCormick also did her ACL. So it makes it a little bit easier when someone else is going through the same journey with you and you can sit with them in the crowd, and that makes it a bit easier. But Thunder were really good with me. They were very much, you can come and do as much or as little as possible, whatever's needed for my personal journey.
I think as well this season, we've maybe noticed it more in the league, but there seems to be more injuries in general, you think?
Yeah. So with this charity that I work with, Power Up to Play, they're hoping to avoid injuries in kids in grassroots netball. And this was on the back of them noticing that there's been a 29-fold increase in serious knee injuries that have required surgery over the last 20 years. Then this is obviously grassroots and teen level, and that's like that's a huge, huge number. So obviously, you're wanting to try and prevent these serious knee injuries that needing surgery from happening. And I guess maybe the elite level, we're in a transition period now, aren't we, between fully going professional and transitioning out of the sort of amateur game. And I guess that poses challenges, doesn't it? Because lots of people have jobs and working alongside, and it means that you don't prioritize your recovery as much because you obviously want to go to your 9 to 5. You're probably rushing into training a little bit more because you've just finished work and all these little things, or even just you're not getting a full night's sleep that you need to recover. So I think that probably has a huge impact on it. And as the game's developing, people are getting better at netball, but they're probably going for more big balls and more jumping higher, and that all affects your knees and your ankles and your lower limb. So yeah, and it's very much, you got to monitor the loading as well. That's kind of been a huge thing at England the last few years, just monitoring loading, because you don't want any sudden spikes or any sudden dips at all, because that just increases injury risk.
How did you get involved with them? Did you approach them, or did they see what you had gone through? Or
so it was a little bit funny, actually. So Ashley Decker, who used to play in the Super League, and yeah, was on an under-17s England team with her. Her dad's an anaesthetist, and he was chatting to one of the trustees for Power Up to Play, who is an orthopaedic surgeon in the hospital that they work at. And they were just talking about wanting to break into more of the netball space because they'd had some influence over sort of the football space, but they were struggling to convey their message across into netball. So they wanted someone to distribute that information and in into the netball world. So then they got into contact with me through Ashley Decker's dad, and we got talking, and that's where we started passing on the information.
Is that available online as a website? Do you know what it is off the top of your head?
Yeah, so Power Up to Play is the website. So if you just give that a Google, and it's basically one of the big hitters to reduce these injuries is to do a warm-up, a proper warm-up involving a little bit of a pulse raiser, so jogs, side-to-sides, then into strength work, like some lunges, stuff like that, and then into plyometrics. And that's just very important just to get the muscles and tendons ready to go. And if you do that 2 or 3 times a week, you're at a 50 to 70% reduced risk of injury, which is quite a simple thing, really, isn't it? Just making sure that you do a proper warm-up and yeah, you reduce your risk by that much. So yeah, I would encourage everyone to do this at the clubs, at their schools. If you coach, if you're a player, just try and distribute this information and just get people doing this warm-up, because it's very simple and it's very easy, and it can save a year of someone really struggling with having to have an operation, missing out on time with friends and family, and like being able to continue the sport that they love.
How did you balance, obviously, the grind of rehab and going through the medical degree at the same time? Was that hard at times?
Yeah, it was difficult. It was almost more difficult going through medical school than going through working as a doctor, because it was a little bit more rigid in terms of you have to meet certain requirements, and that was difficult. It was almost a little bit easy when I did my ACL, because I could actually attend every single placement and commit in that year, and that was my fourth year. So it was almost, well, it was actually my fifth year, but it was almost a little bit easy once I did my ACL, because I could commit to it. But the whole of medical school, it required a lot of conversations with people, a lot of organisation, getting the calendar in advance and being able to discuss it with people, and then just finding the right person in the department that is able to say yes, because a lot of people are bound by the requirements of the course and they're not able to flex the rules a little bit. But you need to find the person that has the authority to maybe think outside the box and flex the rules a little bit. So some of my placements I ended up doing, for example, I missed out on my ophthalmology placement and my neurology placement, but I just came at the weekends and did some shifts in medical school at the emergency eye hospital, which was really beneficial, but it just meant that I ticked over and then I met the requirements, but it wasn't the official rotation because it was out of hours and it was meant to be Monday to Friday that you were meant to be doing placement. So it was a little bit flex, but it also meant that I did hit the requirements, because obviously the requirements are there for a reason.
Almost a bit of a structure as well, and a distraction from the netball side of things.
I think that's vastly important as well. I think if you're just doing the netball, you end up getting a little bit too involved and just too focused, and it becomes too heavy.
Takes over, I suppose.
Yeah, it takes over, and it becomes your main focus. And if that's not going well for whatever reason, or if you're involving yourself with any negative feedback from people, it weighs heavier on you. Whereas I always had medicine alongside, so if netball wasn't going as well, then I'd have medicine that's going well, and I didn't put a bit more time into that, and vice versa. And I just think it kind of gives you a bit more perspective on life as well. Like, I've had shifts where something's not gone very well in the shift, or maybe even like someone's been very unwell.
An
incident's happened, or I've had to manage it. And then I've come to training later that day, and I've just had a moment to myself where I think that's two vastly different time points. At the end of the day, it is sport, and we all really love sport, and it's really important. But at the same time, it is just a rubber ball that we're throwing around at the same time, and it doesn't really matter. And actually, you can relax about it, because there definitely are more important things about.
And finally, Amy, it's been one of the injuries that's been more evident over the past couple of seasons. So if someone may find them being diagnosed with an ACL, a little bit of advice, I suppose.
Get through it. Have the conversations with people, ask the questions if you're not too sure about the surgery and what will require and what the rehab's going to be like. Just ask the questions. That's what the medical team's there for. Find out as much information as you would like to know. Some people don't want to know all of that, and that's absolutely fine. That's their own personal decision. I would say try and look at it in a positive light if you can. That's what I tried to do, and saw it as a silver lining of, oh, I get to do these other things now, and I get a break from netball, and you can explore other avenues. And yeah, you've just kind of got to get through it, and it is a long haul. And I would say the ACL rehabs, they're never linear. They're never ever just straightforward and you'll be back on court straight away. Like, for me, I had complications with my other knee started flaring up as sort of compensatory, because I was just putting all my weight through that one. So yeah, I would say you've just got to keep going, and there'll be bumps along the way, but that shouldn't deter you. That is just part of the journey, and that's actually more normal than going all the way through. So keep going, enjoy the journey, and it'll make it even sweeter when you're back on court and enjoying your sport.
Brilliant, Amy. Thanks for your time, and obviously just how you've managed to get through that ACL.
Thank you very much.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport, and we're on the podcasts rail.